Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and MTE's charitable foundation is called Sharing Change. And that is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month and support hundreds of area nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. State Representative Mike Sparks joins us here in studio, and you brought something secret up here.
You're trying to hide.
Well, no, I mean,
take a guess what this is behind this folder.
I thought security would have caught you getting into the door.
You don't take a guess. What could it be?
With you, I have no idea.
You don't know what it is. I mean, it's got to fit behind a folder. It's not television.
A car part you traded for.
Look what I got you, brother.
Oh, a football.
Name who signed that.
Oh, it looks like your handwriting.
It's back. Take a guess. UT player number 7 from Smyrna High School, Gatorade Player of the Year. He was on the radio with us a few.
So that must be Arian Carter?
Arian Carter.
Nice.
Well, how about that?
I drove all the way to UT yesterday to get a lot of items signed. In fact, Danny Tolson's got one of the collegiate official footballs, got mm-hmm. it signed. We got our big Rotary Fish Fry Saturday evening, and I got Randy Boyd, a UT president, to sign a few things. And hopefully, I spent almost $300 on footballs yesterday, you know, and drove all the way out there. But Arian, such a gentleman. I think he's got a 3.9 GPA. I was kidding him about his bench press. He said he could do 225, 25 reps.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's like crazy.
Yeah, that's not even the max.
And he's fast.
He is fast. I watched some replays of him. But just such a gentleman. You know, his grandmother, Bernice, is one of my mother-in-law's good friends. But you talk about just a terrific guy. But anyways, I had a couple of them got him signed. See,
that's awesome.
I do have a heart, brother.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Thank you. Appreciate that. We have got to make sure we remind folks this Saturday is the Wings of Freedom Fish
yeah.
Fry.
Yeah. So starts at 6 o'clock,
yeah.
And
I guess the doors open a little earlier, and there's a yeah. car show and all that stuff.
Yeah, I've got him, Arian, to shoot. We done a little video. He just gave a shout out to Rotor. We've raised over $2 million the past 22 years,
nice.
And WGNS has been a sponsor for 22 years. So
great, there you go.
Thank yeah. you, Brian and Bart Walker and Scott.
Absolutely. Helping. So get out, have some good fish. You know, Wayne Blair and Rick Hall, they are in. Getting ready for the fish tent and get all that stuff ready to go, and the fryer's going. So lots yeah. of good food out there. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I had Laura Messick and her guest. I know we've met before. I just walked in the studio because I was leaving.
That's Deandra Bell.
Deandra Bell. I was yeah. leaving class at MTSU and running over here. But I talked to Laura here recently, and I thought, man, she'd make a great guest. Talk about some of the great things that their organization is doing to touch mm-hmm. lives. So mm-hmm. welcome.
Thank you. Glad yeah. to be here.
We're going to talk about Portico today. Laura Messick is the executive director. And did I say it right, didn't I?
You Deandra? Did. You did okay. great. I was All impressed. Right. Yeah, All good right. memory.
Deandra Bell, the nurse manager with Portico. So, Laura, maybe tell us, first of all, what is Portico? What is it you do?
Portico is a pregnancy resource center. So we are a full-service medical pregnancy resource center for anyone in the community that finds themselves in an unplanned pregnancy or kind of just confused or not sure quite what they want to do, or for someone who just needs some help and support, because we do a lot of help with our clients that aren't necessarily in a crisis mode but just need some help. And I brought Deandra along because, and we call her D, so I'm not going to be formal. I'm just going to keep calling her D, Nurse D. She's actually our medical services director because we have expanded and we do more than we were doing. But start out with pregnancy tests. We move into ultrasound and other medical services that I'm going to let Dee talk about. Then we have a full and beautiful baby boutique and parenting education program called Earn While You Learn. And that enables our clients to pretty much stock their nursery and get what they need for their baby from pregnancy. I would say birth, but it starts when the mama needs her own things of maternity clothes and education about prenatal care. So starting there all the way through really preschool for the kids, she can keep coming. The dad can come. We have a full service men's ministry component that is led actually by Dee's husband, Andrew, who's also a paramedic. Yes, in Rutherford County paramedic. And so he's working with us as well. And so really anything a family might need who is in that early stage of becoming parents, maybe not sure what they're planning to do, we are there for them. So that's what we do.
Now,
so,
do you earn earn bucks by coming
by participating
to,
yes. in as far as that part of it is concerned, when you move over to the baby boutique area mm-hmm. and you've decided you're going to carry and parent your child, we have a full service, you know, parenting education. We have classes that are with other people. We have individual digital classes that they can take. There's hundreds of topics they can choose from. They do homework sheets, interact with our client advocates, and through that they air quote earn baby bucks that they air quote spend in our baby boutique. And when people come and see our boutique, they're kind of blown away because it looks like a boutique. It's does, beautiful. Yeah. It's stocked with gently used and new and gently used items. But all of our moms can earn their baby beds and car seats that are all brand new. All of our moms are eligible to have a baby shower given to them. And then all the way through, like I said, almost preschool, they can keep coming for clothes and diapers and wipes and all the things that you need when you're raising kids.
How long have you been with Portico?
Well, 38 years. We will be 39 years old in January. My husband and I are part of the founding group. So I've been the executive director for almost 17 years, so 16 and a half at least. And then but with the ministry from the very beginning.
Sure.
Yeah.
So this, for folks who've been around here for a while, this was what used to be known as the Crisis Pregnancy Support Center.
Okay. We opened in 1986. We were in one building on College Street for about 15 years. When we moved over to Church Street in the Belmont Park office complex, we became Pregnancy Support Center. And then in 2013, we did a total rebranding and became Portico, which has a meaning behind it. It means a place of shelter or a place to come and share your story. Think about Solomon's portico in the Bible and, you know, a place where healing and restoration can take place. So, but also just to sort of appeal to people that might have a negative connotation of the term pregnancy center, because unfortunately we've been sort of given that reputation, but in our opinion, undeserved, because
definitely
a lot
undeserved.
Of good things go on there.
Sure.
So, yeah.
I didn't know you had been on Church Street for that long.
Well, we moved 3 years ago, but we're still on Church Street. We moved across the street and took ownership of a building that was empty that we purchased and remodeled. And so we've been there just a month short of 3 years.
Much larger place, too.
Twice the size. So yeah. And much needed, and we've already filled it up.
We have
we're trying to figure out where we're going to put everybody. So,
DeAndre, you're the medical services director. So maybe talk about some of the new things that are going on there with Portico.
Yeah, you know, every year we try to add a new medical service to Portico. We just try to kind of assess the needs of the community and adjust accordingly. So since 2020, it's kind of slow getting off the ground because of COVID and getting lab work done because of the testing. But since 2020, we've been doing STI testing and treatment. So we do free STI treatment, both blood and urine. So we test for a full range of STIs, and then we also have either treatment or we can refer for treatment. And most excitingly, just this month, we started early prenatal care, where for women that are uninsured or are on TIN care and can't get in to see an OBGYN until after 13 weeks, we provide early prenatal care up to 13 weeks. So we start their lab work. We assess any medical needs that they may have. We do a mental health assessment, as well as an intimate partner violence assessment, and just go ahead and try to start to anticipate their needs so that when they do get into an OBGYN, we can just send that information over to their provider and that provider can just pick up from there, but there's not a gap in care from first trimester to second trimester.
Yeah. So obviously, Laura, quite a big jump from 39 years ago, right?
Oh, a huge jump.
Yeah.
The draw when we first started, people that are much younger than me, like Dee here, probably don't remember, but all those years ago, to get an over-the-counter pregnancy test was still fairly new. Because when I had my first child, there was no such thing. By the time I had my third child, there was, but they were $50 or more at the drugstore. So you didn't just lightly go grab one of those off the shelf. So it was a draw then just for people to come in and want a free pregnancy test. So we had probably 1,000 clients a year that came in just to do that. And then we just had an opportunity to talk with them, let them tell their story, let them tell what their needs were, what their fears were, and try to help them see that there were people that would come and walk alongside of them. So that part of it hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2005, we did do a medical conversion. When we got into the new Church Street building, the first one we were in, we began that process and became medical as far as doing ultrasounds, limited ultrasound. And Dee can maybe explain what we mean by limited obstetric ultrasound. So that was our first medical, our first foray into the medical world in 2005.
Dee, you probably see some of the clients come in at maybe their most terrifying moments.
Yes.
Would that be a fair statement?
Very fair, yes.
So just coming through the doors is sometimes very difficult for them.
Yes, it is. It is very difficult. And it's more difficult when you just don't know what to expect. As women, we like to think that we are in tune with our bodies, but everybody's cycle is different. Everybody conceives differently. So a lot of times women come in and they're terrified because they don't even know how far along they are. A lot of women have been told that they can't get pregnant, and now that they are, that's terrifying. Some women have been told that after other pregnancies that they shouldn't get pregnant again for medical reasons, and so that's terrifying. And a lot of our women are single, and so knowing how they're going to raise a child by themselves or without support is also very scary. And so it's great to be a place where women can come and there's no judgment. And we love them. And everybody, I mean, I can say 100% of everybody that works there or volunteers there has been a part of some type of crisis pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And so there, that building is full of empathy and grace and love. And so it's really a comforting place to start your journey when you first find out that you're pregnancy and get the support that you need to continue.
You kind of hit on a key word that I know Mike has been advocating for a while, you know, the fatherless situation.
Yes.
that is really an epidemic at epidemic levels.
I had a former campaign guy call me last night, and you know, his dad, I won't say where his dad is, but his dad's not in his life, and he used to be with AG's office, now he's back with the General Assembly. And he was telling me, he said, you know, Sparks, I was campaigning with you 4 years ago, and you were talking about the fatherless. He said, people are looking at you like, oh, don't talk about those things. Don't talk about those things. Like, it's not a campaign issue. So, but you were talking about it before most people were talking about it. You know, when I hear it in your voice, I know you're doing God's work. And I'm kind of thinking, like, I go through stress with everything. People call me when they got problems. They don't call me when they got, you know, promotions and all. But you're truly doing God's work. And, you know, you and your husband dedicated your life to this. You know, you may not want to elaborate on this, but what worries me is the cultural war that we're in with you've had 50 centers vandalized. And I thought I read where a Molotov cocktail was thrown after the
In Nashville Supreme Court, at the Hope at the Hope Clinic in Nashville, same one of our sister centers. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, there is a lot of that, and there's a lot of the nice word is misinformation out there about, especially when Tennessee passed the, you know, the family, the, well, my mind went blank, but you know what I'm talking about, the law that we passed that protects life in Tennessee, and we passed that, and then people want to say, well, now a woman can't get treated for ectopic pregnancy, or a woman can't get treated for an incomplete miscarriage.
Yeah.
That is completely and totally untrue. It's never been true. It wasn't true when Roe was still in effect, and it's certainly not true now. Dee can elaborate on that.
Yeah, so Laura mentioned earlier that we do limited ultrasounds, and that means that we only confirm pregnancy. So we look for a pregnancy in the uterus. We measure to see about how far along you are, and we look for a heartbeat. If we cannot find all three of those things and confirm pregnancy, then we let the client know upfront before the ultrasounds even started that we don't diagnose miscarriage and ectopic pregnancies, but we have a referral system in place. If we are suspect of ectopic pregnancy or a miscarriage, then we send them to the ER immediately. Miscarriages are on the rise in our state, and from what I understand across the nation, and it has been since 2020. And so we're seeing a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I know since January, we've sent at least four women to the emergency room for suspected ectopic. One did have an ectopic and was able to be in the OR within 4 hours of getting to the ER, which if you've been in an ER, that's an amazing amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I talked to her the next morning and she was feeling better. And then,
can you explain what that is for maybe people who don't know?
Yeah. So an ectopic pregnancy most commonly is a pregnancy that has not traveled all the way down to the uterus and conception happens. So the pregnancy is growing inside one of the fallopian tubes.
Okay.
And that's dangerous because if that pregnancy continues to grow, then it'll rupture the fallopian tube and cause bleeding and infection, which is a danger to the life of the mother, which our abortion laws protect the life of the mother. Mm-hmm. And we 100% agree with that.
Amen.
So that's what an ectopic. An ectopic pregnancy is any pregnancy that's not implanted inside the uterus. So that also can be planted inside, like, the abdomen. It's not in the uterus or the fallopian tube. Somehow the body's a crazy thing. So it finds itself somewhere outside of the uterus. So it can also be just somewhere in the abdomen, but those are pretty rare. Miscarriages, we send to the ER also, and or to their provider. If it's not, doesn't seem immediate, they can also follow up with their OBGYN. And the four that I can think of off the top of my head all went to their OBGYN within 48 hours, got the treatment that they needed at their OBGYN's office. Or a couple, two of them went to the ER, one to Vanderbilt Medical Center, and one to St. Thomas Rutherford, and both also got the treatment that they needed at the time of their visit. So what we're seeing, we did 73 ultrasounds in July. And nobody had any trouble getting the treatment that they needed, except for the uninsured or the people that aren't in care or having trouble getting into our OBGYN's office, which are just full. We have great, great care in our area, all of Rutherford County, but they're full. And so that's why we started the early prenatal care program, because that's where the gap was. The gap was not in getting miscarriage or ectopic treatment.
And so what you're saying is that the rhetoric around some of this is, I mean, women are getting the care that they need here in Tennessee.
Yeah, and the sad part about that rhetoric is they are using it to scare women against us. But what's happening is women are taking the abortion pill and having terrible side effects that the abortion pill causes, and they are known side effects such as bleeding, infection because of products that aren't passed all the way. And they're afraid to go to the emergency room because they think that they're the ones that are going to be in trouble for having an abortion. So by spreading that, they're terrifying women and keeping them from going to get the treatment that they needed. And therefore, those women are having trouble and unfortunately dying because of the fear that's being spread. And they can go get treatment. The laws are for the abortionist. So whoever provides the pill or whoever does the abortion is the person that's prosecuted, not the woman that has it.
Good information. Any final thoughts here before our time runs out?
Well, I think it's really important. One of the things that we do is educate women, and it's what our medical team does with such excellence. You know, we want to help them after the fact when they've decided to become parents, and we talked about that, but we want them to be as fully informed as they can be before they make a decision for what they're going to do. And then once they've made that decision, if there are complications, and Dee can help steer them toward the medical care that they need, and that care is available. And I just want people to know that, and Mike should be really interested in this as a state representative, because I know you hear all of this, all of the things that are said that that's not protected, but it absolutely is. And so that's a situation that cannot end in a live birth, and it will bring harm to the mother. So as far as ectopics, and so we are doing everything we can to get those ladies cared for.
And all of our services are free.
Yes,
we don't accept payment. We don't take insurance, and it doesn't matter your what kind of insurance you have, or if you make $1 million a year, you can come to Portico and you'll get the same services for free.
That's right.
Good to know. And being a nonprofit, Laura, I'm sure that there are people in the community who give so the services can remain free, and grants and things of that nature
that
you work with, right?
Yes, and we have our big fundraiser coming up on October 17th at MTSU at the Student Union Building upstairs, and we'd love to have anyone in the community that would like to be there to go on to our website, porticostory.org, and just hit the contact button and let us know they want to come, and we'll send them the information that they need. Okay. So hope to see everyone there.
I'll put a link to your website, porticostory.org, and information on the podcast as well.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you coming in today.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
It's been good. Mike, appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
And thanks for the gift.
Yeah, you owe me.
I owe you.
$300.
I don't want to owe you $300 gift. Anything.
Whatever that would have cost at the silent auction, right? That's what he owes you.
You never
see it fish fry.
You never want to owe a politician.
That's
right.
That's true.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks to our guest today from Portico, Executive Director Laura Messick. Deandra Bell, the Medical Services Director, State Representative Mike Sparks here with us. If you missed part of the show now, the podcast will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com or on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. You can watch back and take a look at the podcast there as well. We'll have it up on our website here in just a bit. That is it for the show here on WGNS Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Have a great day. We'll see you back here next time.